Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the package, including vendor briefings, industry research and commentary. I'm Greg Farrow. With me is Drew Conry-Murray. It's the 25th of January, 2018. We've just come yesterday from a session with Extreme Networks as part of Network Field Day.
That's right.
What did you think?
Their focus was definitely on automation. They talked about Workflow Composer and StackStorm. StackStorm is an open source automation platform. Workflow Composer is Extreme's. It came from Brocade. It's Extreme's commercial version.
Yep.
It seemed pretty interesting. It looks like they're making it easy to consume. Like, you don't have to boil the automation ocean. You can start small, figure out a few pieces, and then expand it as you go. Yeah.
All right. Excellent summary. So let's back it up a little bit. So this was the Brocade part of Extreme, because obviously Extreme bought in a number of business units. So the first guy out of the thing to talk about is, wanted to tell us that we love all of our switches.
Yes.
And most importantly, the first thing he talked about was support, which I thought, if you've got a bunch of those, you know, Avaya or Extreme or Brocade switches, you might want to know if they're going to survive. So the first thing that he said was 94% of all calls will be handled by the operator who handles the call.
Who answers the call, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, which is an extraordinary statistic. So basically what they're saying is they're not doing what other vendors do, which is send it off to some first, like they basically want to reduce the amount of money they waste on tech support, because that's all profit, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they send it off to some other third-party company, which just makes it hard for you to actually get your calls answered. So Extreme's taking the other viewpoint and saying support's really important to us, so we're just going to put the engineers on the front line.
That's right. They said all of their support staff are Extreme employees.
Yes.
They're not outsourcing.
Which is actually a really good feature and actually something, to be honest with you, yes.
Yeah, you need a competitive differentiator. And that's
the other vendors have actually been outsourcing their first and second line support to outsourcing companies.
Mm-hmm.
And the outsourcing companies are revenued on not actually escalating calls. So they have a reason to ignore you. Seriously.
I believe it.
So the first thing they started talking about after we got the rah, 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 everything's great, is Workflow Composer. And this is a tool that it's pretty hard to describe. It's like a visual tool that you can actually say, I want to undertake these tasks, and then it'll work through the flow for you. And some of those tasks are pre-prepared, ready to go, and you can drag and drop them around the place. And some of them you can actually, you know, go and grab your favorite Python library that you've done and then actually snap it into the flow.
Yeah.
And because it's kind of got this framework, it can do things like chat ops, so it integrates into Slack. But you don't have to write the code to do the Slack integration.
It's already there.
So the code that you have to write for customization can be very little, but you can actually get some pretty powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that Workflow Composer has been kicking around Brocade as StackStorm for some time.
Right.
And I was impressed, honestly.
Yeah, they showed a couple of demos. One of them took advantage of another feature they have on their SLX line, which is you can actually run a VM and an application on it. So So they pulled, they could do a packet capture on the actual switch and then set off a workflow where you could capture the packets and pump them into some packet capture analysis tool, like I think the CloudShark was in the demo. And they did it all from a Slack command.
Yeah, it was actually, they did a good job of the presentation, because they sort of said, you know, solve the upfront thing with the corporate, great. Then they talked about Workflow Optimizer, and then they introduced us to the SLX which is the Brocade switches part.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually run a VM on the switch, and it connects directly to an I.O. channel on the ASIC. So once you've got a VM, and then what they've done is in that VM you're running an Ubuntu, and then you can take it from there. Like, you can, and then what they do is actually have a bunch of pretty common open source tools. Like, I don't have to raise a purchase order to do these things, right?
Exactly.
Which is what really impressed me, because normally it'd be like, well, we've partnered with our, you know, super expensive, you know, well-known, you know, company. You can buy these tools, and you're going like, no one's ever going to buy those.
No, out of the gate, they pre-validated a whole bunch of open source tools.
Really useful ones, like Perfsona, you know, blah blah blah, a whole bunch of things that actually you would use.
GCP dump, Wireshark,
iPerf, you know, so on and so forth. And so that's really cool. And then then they came back to a demo on Workflow Optimizer showing how you can reach out to the VM and run the tool and do a traceroute or an iPerf, and then those results will automatically be collected, or the PCAP, as you were saying,
mm-hmm.
and uploaded to CloudShark, which is a free packet analysis service where you can just dump them and then share them. And I was just like, click, you know, they went to a Slack window, typed it in, and then boom, away it went, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a nice demo.
Yeah, anybody can understand that. So. And what I thought was unique about StackStorm is that normally those sorts of products are always outside the vendor. So it's not the vendor that's delivering them, it's a third party. And we always like, but this is actually coming direct from Extreme. So that's pretty cool.
The downside is, in terms of being able to interact with network equipment, right now it seems Extreme focused, which, I mean, it's logical, it's their product.
Yeah.
But I would like to see them start to expand out to other platforms outside of Extreme to make Workflow Composer a more applicable and a more heterogeneous environment.
Yeah, that would be good, although that's going to be a struggle because, you know, I think ultimately Extreme's got the, you know, three switch lines. There can be only one. And you're sort of thinking of the Highlander type thing. Yeah. And but on the other hand, they also don't want to lose any of those customers that are out there. So I think they're going to be walking a fine line.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, I mean, that's actually a good point in that Workflow Composer could be that sort of engine that integrates if they're via line, the Extreme line.
Now, that's a good point. So ownership of three different lines, customers don't feel like they're abandoned just because the CLI went away when StackStorm's sitting over the top.
They can give you an automation layer across those platforms.
Well, at the end of the day, Extreme's the third largest networking vendor in the market today.
They are now,
right?
Yeah.
They've got all those switches, all that, the campus, they've got the data center, they've got the Wi-Fi, and they bought all of those customer bases from, Brocade and Avaya, as well as its existing stuff. So it's a major force in networking, even if maybe have never seen them or worked on them in the past. So, it's actually kind of strange to see that, to be fair. All right, well, that was this Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, subscribe for free at packetpushers.net. And for even more great information, become a member of packetpushers.net at our membership website. Just head on over there and check it out. Thanks so much for listening. Out.